We're holding a simon yoralu sif aleph. Achutin, then achutin says, "Boy, test of sifim." Achutin starts you tzuvuyin lishmon. So the loch is when you actually spin the threads. They have to make the threads with the intention to use them for the purpose of tzitzis. V'yesh machmirim filo lenapson lishmon. The niputz, which is the combing process, also has to be done lishmon. V'hamidig lahakol b'niputz. The midig is to be makel. Actually, nowadays, if you want, you can get menupas lishmo also. If you want to get every chumrah. So what is called lishmon? Shemar betchilas hatzitivoy, in the beginning of the spinning process, shu'oys akein l'shem tzitzis. So you're doing it for the purpose of l'shem tzitzis. And this phrase, the tchilas hatzitivoy, Mishabur will talk about how long that lasts for. So I'm saying now I'm spinning for now for an hour, 2 hours. I say beginning of that for sure works. I'm working on spinning all of this material. I stop in the middle, I go away, and I come back. I go to sleep, I come back the next day. How often do you need to repeat yourself? So Mishra will talk about that. Oishayarmer le'isha tvili tzitzis letalis. So a woman is kosher to do the tviya. And if you tell her to do it for that purpose, we assume that she's doing it based on your command. So even though she didn't speak out, the shame, it'll still be sufficient. However, if they're not tough with the shema, they're possible. Okay. So cotton olive, hakutin. Loshen Rambam, Hamoitzit Tzitzis B'Shuk. Rambam says that you found threads for tzitzis, which are looked like to be used for tzitzis. Philip Sukim or Shazurim, even though they've been cut to the right size. Shazurim, have they been plied? Psulim. The Tarkinish Lasus Kutin Kain Tzitzis. The fact that they look like tzitzis is not a riot, because sometimes people like making things which look like tzitzis. It's an adornment. Cain Shemalo Nasa the Shem Tzitzis. Then we have to be chosen that maybe it wasn't made the Shem Tzitzis. That's the Rambam. But Magamisha raises the question: is that Chashash Roiv Tzitzis, which look like Tzitzis, are Taka Tzitzis? Right? It looks like Tzitzis, it probably is Tzitzis. So why don't you go Basa Roiv? The Rambam points out the Rambam eventually retracted. This is all a quote from the Magen Avraham. Agrah be biur b'simin shenal because of the din imhu Rambam kama shekos of rishana ayin sham. The Agrah brings raya as he holds that the Rambam's original opinion is the correct opinion. I doubt any of us would sort of be following the Magen Mishnah halacha lemaisa in our nowadays world, find something that they look like tzitzis, probably tzitzis, well, let's use them. Except that you want to make the halacha to prove that the halacha is right. Other than that, we probably buy another one. Tzvun lishmon b'sivkat beis. Who derived this halacha that you need tavu lishma? Is it in the raisa? Where do we see? Where do we get that from? You have to make the gedilim. So Chazal understand that to mean that the actual making of the fibers, the threads that you're going to be using for your tzitzis, also has, you have to make it for that purpose. Some say even the niputz needs lishma, and the midrash even hakol b'niputz gimel. The malach siv tassel cho hainu mitzviya ve'elich. Making gedilim is called tzviya ve'elich. Shows the ikra siyas hagedilim. That's when you're actually making the threads. Till then, you're preparing the fibers. That's called preparing. Tassel cho is the making of the threads. That's when you take it from the spinning process. You take it from being fibers into a thread. That's when it starts. He does point out it's preferable to be mapas lishma. That's why there are some people which are machmer on halach lemaisa nipas lishma. Now the shaila is, why knee boots? You know, if you're starting earlier, so why don't you do gziza lishma? Right, tasalachom. Every step of the process, you should take it off of the sheep. The shame that process. You should wash it. The shame that process. Usually, the order was gziza, then malabin, and then niputz. So enachanami. There were people which were machmer that to do gziza lishma also. I'm not sure why there were more kicked in by niputz or.
The sheish machmirim kicked in by nipus.
Dal shimer feirish lemin machshav ba'alma. The loch that for this that lishma requires a chavchil at least that you say it bepeh. Okay, a fill b'diavad tzarchi and imahani machshav. And b'diavad we could raise the question on the b'diavad if it works that what machshav. Vayim etzim lama beis sif. So that's going to be Hilchos Tefillin. There's also requirements over there of Lishma. So a few things. He's saying, so there's a. Pashas and Machlokes B'Sharnim. Legabi Psul, a Pigle. There's Machlokes B'Sharnim whether you need Deeper or not to Pasel. Even though the Torah uses Lashon and Machshava. Lo ye choshev, lo ye pigul yiye, but the more learns out, you need a mirror. The base hello.
That Tosis learns the Gemara, if I call correctly.
So who are them to be kaveh? It means to be kaveh is something. What it is, you need a deeper to be kaveh. What it is, it's not enough to do by machshava. In the Bidi Yavid, says it's Sarachiyin. Now, so what point in time is called Bidi Yavid? In other words, let's say you say Bidi Yavid would work. So, what's called the Bidi Yavid? So he made the sitzes lishmo b'machshava. But now he's going to go to Chachil and put those sitzes into the bag. Right? So maybe that's not called Bidi Yavid yet. Maybe Bidi Yavid is. You made the tzitzis lishmo b'machshav and not b'peh. And then you stuck them in the baggage already. And then we say, listen, but yeah, but they're in the baggage already, leave them in the baggage. But to go put them into the baggage l'chavchili, even though you already made them, says taka b'diyevet in regards to the tzviya tzitzis, but not b'diyevet in regards to the mitzvahs tzitzis yet, because you didn't put them in the baggage yet. So pashas, the b'diyevet is once it's in the baggage already, you're not going to take it out and redo it. Now we'll see later on in Simeon Yudalad. This is talking about making the tzitzis. Putting the tzitzis into the bag, it could be you don't need the shema, which we counterintuitive to our thought process. And the reason why. So there the Mishmur comes out. If you didn't speak it out, you just thought it. You're allowed to be semach on the sixth week. Could be machshava works. Even machshava doesn't work. Could be you don't need lishma b'chlal by tilius sitzes. Now what's the lumdus? Again, it's counterintuitive to us. What's the lumdus? So I there's a tosis in zvachim and beis and beis. So I remember what we heard from the shir from the gifter we had chaburas that he said in Tzvachim. So we learned this Tosis. I'm looking about the whole Tosis, but Tosis says he said that the din of lishma in the Torah, the gabi karbonis, the gabi different things. Its purpose is to be kaveh. It's a halacha in being kaveh. What we have in front of us. So any time where the mice itself is obviously for that purpose. So the mice itself is already kavua, so that kavua you don't need an act of machshava. It's the shema in itself. So once you've made sitzes lishma, you made them, and then you stick them into the bag, and, you know, on the corner, it's sitzes which are made the shmoah, stuck in the bag, and we can probably assume they put them there for the purpose of sitzes. So that could be, that's already like an obvious step. So Tosfos says that's why once you're kavei what the korban is, even though you have no bantas, when you shechted, it's called you shechted at l'shem korban. Because the kviyas of the korban already is there, and then you're shechting it. Once you've created this as a korban, and you're shechting it, unless you're shechting with that for something else, like shelo lishma, but your mind is blank. So the more so that's called that it has the din of lishma. Masha enke, by a case where there was no previous kviyas in place to define what it is, then you would need an act of lishma. So taliyah comes on the heels of the taviyah, might be better. Okay. So then the last thing over here, he tells you, I think he talks about it over there again also. The din of lishma comes up by tefillin, the guy be the ibud of the or, right? That's, there's a din of lishma by ibud or, and then there's a din of lishma by. By the ksiva.
Ibud or is like many steps.
Early. Right, I'm saying.
From when it turns into a. From when you skin it off the animal till when it turns into a bite, is a tremendous number of steps involved.
So actually, the case over there was for the clot, for the parchment.
Oh, not for the bias.
Not for the bias. Oh, they're talking about the issue of.
That's not nearly as complicated.
So that needs. The truth is, it's the gay of the Gabi Ibn Or for the making the Batam also. There's Din of Lishma. So by Ibn Or, he talks about whether you need the Shema or not. And over there, he says by Ibn Or, it says Toiv L'Hotzi B'Peh, which Masha B'Yevin, the Mashab is good enough. And by Ksiva, he says you have to Motzi B'Peh, which would be counterintuitive. That's Kreger's Kasha later on. So Shubra talks about later on. The Marsha de Shubra quotes it over here. Right. So Kreger raises that. Kreger asks the Chard between Sifches and Sifyutes. Sifches by Ibur or and Yutes by Ksiva, there seems to be a stira whether Bepeh. B'riyev and b'machshav is good enough. Okay, so you have to do b'tchilas at tivoy. You should speak it out. Dai b'zeh, sivkon hei. I feel like yamokha, that works for tomorrow also. The stomasu lishma koi. Chalo oisal das v'shenu oisal. So the more it introduces an idea of chalo oisal das v'shenu oisal, once you set a process in motion of how you're doing it, unless you interrupt that process by the thinking for another purpose, we assume it's all continuing with that original designation. So in this situation, the original designation was the shame sitzes. So even if you stop in the middle and you go to bed, you wake up the next morning, it's all assumed you're continuing along the lines of what you had designated the night before. The only time that this original das is interrupted is when you speak out explicitly, you're doing it for a different purpose. Now, the Biraloch over here, he says, Kaloisa das vishanoisa.
Kassi?
So the Biraloch raises, says, Kolshkein, Imyamah should call it to me, she eats me, yield the shame. He says, let's say a person would speak out at the beginning of what he's doing, that whatever I do now in this process is for the purpose of sitzes. He speaks out explicitly. This case, he just said, I'm doing this for shame sitzes. So he starts working on making the threads, and then he stops and he goes to bed, and he wakes up the next morning, he's saying he's continuing the original. But he spoke out at the beginning of the process, whatever I do working on this process, on this fibers over here, it's all the shame sitzes. So that's the reason, no reason why sleeping should be half sick. Your mom should, you designated it all for that purpose. So that's for sure going to work. And he tells you, that's the Tosfos that we're talking about. But once you designate it, that this is what it is, that's defined what it is without any further effort involved. So that Tosis. Okay. So you designate this as I'm spinning the threads, the shame sitzes. Hativui. Now, if a person started spinning and then he's caught that he hadn't spoken out the shame mitzvah sitzes, and he spoke it out then. We don't say it works retroactively. We're not clear if you can apply the rule of the fact that you finish it off for that purpose is a right, it's what you wanted at the beginning. So that's questionable, so therefore you cannot rely on that. Now, if you can gain the following, he started spinning, he thought lishmo, but he didn't speak it out. Then, after a minute or two, he stopped, I didn't speak it out, he speaks it out then. So then you can argue, we have a sveik sveik. First of all, could be mashav is good enough. Even if mashav is not good enough, the deeper you make afterwards works retroactively. So you have two arguments why it should be good. So that'll work, but you have it. The third possibility is you tell somebody else, you command somebody else to do it, lishmo, and the person is doing it based on your command. You just tell her to do it, lishmo, and then that's it. That's all you need to do. A woman speaks out herself. You don't need the man to tell her to do it. She can do it on her own, speak out on her own. And she has nemonis, she has nemonis to say that she did that. A goy or a chereshat b'katan, they have no nemonis to say they did it for the purpose of tzitzis. Women of Teyavin, shematria classes tzitzis with big day. He himself doesn't put in tzitzis and his own clothing. Still, mutter litvois, he can do the spinning process for tzitzis. Mehamin kashomer shatop lishma, and we believe that he did it right. If he sits, he keeps. He does in other areas. The guy sits, it's important to him. So he has nemonis for tzitzis. Person is a mumar lahachis, which means the more it says that he has an option of had to be iser, the totally equal, and he chooses iser bedafka. Mm-hmm. That person, we can't. He has a din of a person who's been kafir and tara. So he has a din like a goy. So goy, we don't give him the monas to. So he have the same din. He's an apikaris to chol tarkula, and he's not doing it based on what you told him to do. He's doing it the way he sees fit to do, which is obviously not going to be correct. We don't know why Mr. Burr is telling me this. This is a problem they had in Europe, because in Europe, there are many, the tzitzis factories, the people working there were not from. It was a good business, right? Business is business. Most of the business is business, you know. So they had a non-frum guy running a tzitzis owning a tzitzis factory, employing non-frum workers. Even worse, there actually were non-frum cipher. You know, that was what they knew. They were good at handwriting, and they would write sefer Torah. There are sefer Torah in America now, which were written like in the 1910s, 1920s in Europe, were probably written by people which were not shomer shabbos. So the sefer Torah is possible. But it was good business. You know, and Americans were unsuspecting. You know, and that was it. So, you need to know who you're dealing with. I tell you the mice that they had, the guy with the corners of the tefillin. I tell you the mice. A crazy mice. You remember there was the Devik issue with the tefillin? You remember the Devik issue with the tefillin? In the 70s. So the tefillin have to be square. So, you know, the process of making it very square, perfectly square, is very, very difficult. It's expensive. So some great mind came up with this idea. If you take the glue which you make from the hide, because you make glue from the hides, so you fit it into the thing, it doesn't fit perfectly, you put a little bit of that glue in, so it's the same in, and it counts. That's considered ribuah. That was this idea. Now the psak of Roiv, the Poskim, once they heard about it, was that doesn't work. There's one sheet that held it as kosher. Nobody knew the people were doing. You buy your tefillin, you know, what do you know? So this fellow, her name is Rabbi Levine, no relation to that, Rabbi Levine from the Tzaddik in our time, who was a batim macher in New York, and somebody brought a pair of batim and said, what's going on over here? And he's fixing it. He realizes that there's glue in the corner. So he scratches away the black. He shows the guy, look, you see, this is where the leather is. So he it happened once. He started looking for it. It happened twice, and he realized there's an epidemic. He came to tell the yeshiva. He went around to the yeshivas in America. He came to tell the yeshiva. He came in, and now he's checking tefillin. He presented his credentials to the person in the yeshiva who was the baki in the Hilchos Dam, who supported what he was doing. And he passed, I think, 19 guys, mine included. He passed my tefillin. He said, we had to get the tefillin. So one guy was leaving yeshiva that's man going to Eretz Yisrael. He says, I know where we got the tefillin. We got tefillin in Eretz Yisrael in store X. So he says, next month he figures he'll get his money back. So he goes to store X in Eretz Yisrael. The guy looks at him, grabs the guy. He has the chup, you know. He grabs his chup. He says, for dear stakit, for you, go, you know, for you it's okay. It's like, the guy was ready to hit him with a whatever, you know. He went, he took, he says, you know, this is Zucks to say, but it's a bezin. He threatened to take him to bezin. He says, yeah, don't worry, I'll wear a bezin. So fine. So he made a hazmona to bezin. The guy gave in after the hazmona, but he went to the badats, made a hazmona. And the guy after that, the surfer after that, stepped back. But till then, until he believed, actually.
What did he do? Did he pay him back?
He replaced it with another pair. Huh. Until he really threatened him, the guy was like, "Fadir is the kid, you know. You shag it anyway, you know." So
it's like that with kashrus too. Sometimes.
Yeah,
same shtick.
So you're saying over here, you have these people.
Rabbi Wein said a similar story with kashrus, the same thing. He says, "You're a litvak; it's good enough for you."
Right, exactly. So the mumri, you have these people which are mumri making sitzes. People were not shomer Shabbos, writing Sefer Torah. Business is business. It's a horrible thing. Okay, Tzvon Malker. What time do we have over here?
40.
41. 41. Okay, I've got time. Tzvon Malker. We saw him al Gabay. We heard Lishmon. The Rama posel the Rosh Kosher. So you don't need Din Yisrael. You just need Shmi Mei Lishmo. The problem is there's a rule in Shas called Akam Adaita Danav Shekhovet. The guy does, he's thinking about what he's thinking about. So what does that mean? Does it mean that that you told him to do X and he'll do Y? But if you're standing over there saying X, he's not going to fight you and say think Y B'davka when you're saying X. Or no, even though you're standing there saying, oh, this is for sitzes, right? Sitzes. The guy's thinking, for fringes, you're thinking sitzes, he's saying without fringes. This is what the Rambam says, Pasul the Rosh is kosher. When Neugen said to Ramos, she is here, you saw my hat, he's a similar base, it says, will be a day, Simon Reshai and Alf, got me to fill them safer Torah. So the Eitzah is, that the Jew actually is part of the process. So once the Jew is part of the process, he's Messiah Ma'at. So therefore, he's part of the process and he's being conveyed what it's for. So that's good enough. Mr. Burr is going to point out that even in that situation, the Kibbutz Rambam was not masking. But our minhag is like the Rush. Next step is b'tzrichin shezira, b'shiyah shezura neshmot. So after you do tviyah is you take the loose fibers and you make it into a thread. The thread is one ply. Right? Then you take or you take those plies and you ply them together. You multiply it. And into you corded, I think is the English word is cording. Right? But you take there has to be at least shaz or at least kafel shnayim. So some people, the more kuffel it is, the better it holds. So until it gets to some point, it's too thick, whatever. So like kuffel shmoin is considered like the nicer ones. Okay, So in regards to Echershat Rekatan and with Israel defining what to do, because they don't really have das on their own das, you know. So we should argue that they're doing all das whatever the Gadol tells them to do. Mm-hmm. So I'm in Tov Samach Beis Yosef Sheish Pukta Bezeh. So later on in Hilchos Matzah, he raises this question. It's the same. It's the same discussion, and maybe that's better than the more so by Akum that the Nafshik of it. Whereas the Goy has he's independent thinker. The Cheshul Tikkun are not independent thinkers; they're just not thinkers. So when the Yisrael is Eman al-Gabav and saying that it's for the purpose of tzitzis, the Kotlin is not being misnagate to that and saying B'davka not. So that could be his better card to everybody. So Maisa that he brings in the Bir Alocha to Akum that in the Chatchila situation we should not get involved in Eman al-Gabba by Akam or Chershat Bekata, and by the B'di'evad we can be samech on the situation by Akum and Kolshken by Chershat Bekata. The Chershat Bekata again is, we could argue is possibly better.
What are you talking about? Jew or a deaf person or
child or deranged persons doing the making of tzitzis? Yeah. Now, so the Yisrael stands there by the goy and says, do the tefillah lishma. And he does it very quickly.
The
spinning of the tzitzis. Yes, spinning of the threads, yeah. If it takes a long period of time to do it. Though we said before a svora of called oisod asushan hoisa, we don't apply that to the goy. So the Rosh says, the Yisrael says to the goy, do it l'shem tzitzis. So the goy says, okay, do l'shem tzitzis. But that which we don't say, and therefore, even if the God will then continue to work for hours and hours and then without the Yisrael being there and reminding him and redesignating, but since B'tchila, that was what he did, that should continue, we don't say. But Yisrael, we say that. Yisrael speaks out Lishma at the beginning of his process, and that's all you need. But by Goy, there has to be a constant redesignating, refocusing, retraining the Goy for the Shem Sitzes, otherwise it's not going to work. That's without any interruption. Kolshkin, if there's an interruption. So then when the goy starts again, he's not thinking about what the Jew told him last time. So having the process of the goy doing it would be quite challenging. An application of this. The when you come get the matzahs, so some matzah factories, some bakeries are makbid only to use Shomer Shabbos people, and there were many which were not makbid on that, right? So not Shomer Shabbos is questionable. They understand as like a goy or not, but the mashgiach would you know. And say, Froyin Zog L'Shei Matzah's Mitzvah, you know, right? And all the L'Shei Matzah's Mitzvah, right? So they speak it out, they spoke it out, right? But if they didn't speak out, they're just relying on what he told them, so you might get involved in this issue. If they didn't respond to his announcement and say it, but since he told them to say it, we said, I'm assuming they're doing all Das Kane. But over there, if they interrupt and start over again, like each time they take a break, an 18-minute break, and they do it over again, we have to redesignate them. Make sure they're doing it for that purpose.
What, the mat?
Yeah. Okay, what time do we have?
It's pretty close to 70.
Okay, so here.